Gotta have boobs.
Have to be somewhere. I always have something I should be doing, or at least I think I should be doing. But today I'm back. And another day, another show. And I'm kind of going to go do, I'm going to play some more oldies. Kind of 50s, heading into the 60s, kind of doo-wop, heading into rock and roll, R&B. A lot of my favorite songs, a lot of songs I discovered more recently. But let me tell you, these fucking oldies are so fucking great. I would say that if you looked at the top 100 singles of any week of every month, of any month, during the late 50s, the 60s, and on, there'd be 100 songs better than anything fucking out there today. It's just that obvious to me that they don't do it the way they once did, and the greatest music that's ever been made has already been made. And we're going to listen to a bunch of them today. So, anyway, with that kind of introduction, what can I say? Behind me, that's Hank Marr doing Greasy Spoon. 1969 King Records, Cincinnati, Ohio. Sid Nathan, James Brown, John Lee Hooker, King Records. We could do a whole show on that. But anyway, it's just a little background music today. Let's move on, though. Here's another good one I want to talk over. Much more current song. It's a garage rock band from Germany called the Trash Monkeys. Anyway, we're going to get right into it. You know what I do on my show. I play all the best music as much as I can, and I try as I might to make some really nice segues. I basically take 2 hours, divide it up into six 20-minute segments, and that means I'm going to try to play 56 songs today. I've done this like 80 times, you know. That's like 160 hours, and I guess that's 800 songs or something like that I've played on my show. Every show is different. Well, actually, that's not true. They're not all different. I've done oldies before. But we're going to lean a little more toward doo-wop and early 60s as opposed to mid or late or whatever 60s. The first batch of tunes we're going to hear from Ricky Nelson, Johnny Preston, Fabian, Jackie Wilson, Carl Mann, Sanford Clark. Hey, I'm going to quit talking because I talk too much and I don't play enough music. Start out with a great song by Ricky Nelson. Ready?
Well, I've been waiting ever since then. Guess my baby's got another stood up, broken hearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find somebody, but baby, I couldn't forget about.
I'm your lately.
We'll be right back.
the strangeness in your smile. How well do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this the way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or is this a cold and lonely, lovely word of art? Just a cold and lonely, lovely word of art. Or just a cold and lonely, lovely word of art. Is high and drink to a fool, a crazy fool, a talk to his baby goodbye. If you lay, he's fine, he loves her so much, he wants to die. But a drink to a fool, a crazy fool, a total mistake, goodbye. He needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's fine, but nobody pays. A lucky guy, so drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool. Told my baby goodbye.
Because they're short and sweet. Henri Petit. Anyway, this is what I do. I play a bunch of songs, and then I tell you what I played, and I try to say something interesting about each, so you know what you just heard, and you learn a little bit. So, we started out with Ricky Nelson doing Stood Up. That was 1958 on Imperial Records. Guitars by both James Burton and that solo by Joe Mathis. Wow, talk about two great guitar players. After that, we heard Johnny Preston doing Cradle of Love, 1960, Mercury Records. Johnny was mostly known for Running Bear. I guess we could probably say he was a one-hit wonder. Cradle of Love was a nursery rhyme rock and roll song. Both of these pretty early rock and roll versions of rock and roll. Fabian did Tiger, 1959, Chancellor Records. That was the label that had Frankie Avalon. Fabian was a big movie star, and he was a teen idol. Jackie Wilson's first hit, first song, Reet Petit. That was his first single on Brunswick Records. That was written by Berry Gordy. That was the beginning of Hitsville, USA, in Detroit, in Motown. After that was Carl Mann doing his version of Nat King Cole's Mona Lisa. That was 1959 on Sun Records, Carl Mann, rockabilly. And then we heard closing with Sanford Clark doing a song called The Fool. Dot Records, 1956, written by Lee Hazelwood, before he hooked up with Nancy Sinatra. I could say that Sanford Clark was a one-hit wonder, but he did have another almost hit called Son of a Gun on Jamie Records. Okay, behind me is Charles Bradley. Actually, it's not Charles, it's the band behind him, doing an instrumental called The World is Going Up in Flames. And then next we're going to do much more doo-wop meets rock and roll with Jan and Dean and Deanna the Belmonts and Bill Haley and the Comets. A few more, a couple girls, Connie Francis, Brenda Lee, Pat Boone, Bobby Day, not in that order. So let's just keep on keeping on. That's what we do here at RadioValencia.fm with your DJ Barrister on my show, Time Won't Let Me, every Thursday at noon, repeated Saturday at midnight. And here we go again with seven more oldies, if you will. I hate calling them oldies. It doesn't really lend much credibility. It deserves more. These are all great songs by great artists. And I keep finding more and more and more to play for you. So here we go with Jan and Dean.
A kiss in the night.
Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, far too thrilling. Never before were mine so strange. We'll be right back.
Papaluma, Balap, Bop, Bop, Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. 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 Bop, Bop, Balap, Bop, Bop. I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She knows just what to do. I've been to the east, I've been to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Ooh, Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. A wop bum a loom up a lop bum bum. Got a gal, that ain't Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. I got a gal, that ain't Daisy. She's a real gone cookie. Yes, sirree. The pretty little Susie is the gal for me. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Ooh, Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. Tootie Fruity, all Rudy. A bop, bop, a loom, bop, a lop, bop, bop. Thank you.
sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady gaze. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady gaze. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady gaze. Now my poor heart was broken. All of my life, where had she been? But I'll try over and over and over and over again. I'll try over and over and over and over again. I will try over and over and over and over again.
Okay, no apologies for anything I'm playing today. I'm playing some stuff that at one point was so uncool to play that it was almost cool. We've done that before, and we'll do it again. So what did we hear? Oh, there I go, asking myself questions again and answering them. We started out with Jan and Dean doing their version of Heart and Soul. Heart and Soul is a Hoagie Carmichael tune. Hoagie Carmichael and Frank Lesser did that. It was an oldie when they did it. It was written in 1938. Jan and Dean's version was 1961, and it was released on Gene Autry's Challenge Records. Okay. After that was kind of doo-wop, and here comes Dion and the Belmonts, back when they were still doo-wop too, doing I Wonder Why. That was the B-side of Teen Angel, 1958 on Mori Records. I'm not going to say every label and every year, every time, but for the first bunch I do this. Bill Haley and the Comets followed with Dim Dim Lights, I Want Some Atmosphere. That was on Decca, 1955. There I go again. Connie Francis, If I Didn't Care. That was a hit for the Ink Spots. She covered it. The Ink Spots did it in 1939. Connie Francis did it 20 years later. Then Sacrilege. We played Pat Boone doing his version of Tutti Frutti. You know, at one point that was the prototypical white version of a black race song that was made at a time where they were trying to whiten up the whole rock and roll scene, and Pat Boone leading the way. But you know what? I kind of like Pat Boone's version. It's so square that it's fucking great. But nobody ever said that. He had an earlier single with Ain't That a Shame, Fats Domino.
Let me see how we're doing here.
Running out of time. We did Brenda Lee Dynamite, and we did Bobby Day Over and Over. Always like Dave Clark Five's version of that. Here we go.
Well, Saturday night, and I just got paid. Got the money, don't try to save. Heart says go, go. Have a time for Saturday night, and baby, how I feel fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna break it up. I'm gonna lock it up at the ball tonight. Well, I got me a baby, and I won't be late. Pick her up in my 88. I shank on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, gonna have me a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna break it up. I'm gonna lock it up at the ball tonight. Well, along about 10, I'm breezing high. I walk on out to that groovy sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna break it up. I'm gonna lock it up at the ball tonight. Just got paid. All about the money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go. Have a time for Saturday night. Baby, how I feel fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna break it up. all tonight. Well, along about 10, I'm breezing high. I walk on out into the groovy sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough. It's not gonna be one episode. I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna break it up. I'm gonna rock it up. At the ball tonight.
at the fellas at the candy store, 'cause you ain't gonna see them anymore. Forget the talking on the telephone. Tell your ma to tell them you're not home.
Living in town, but I done married and anyway, we are most grown.
Change each, you know. I just played seven of them in a row, and I barely had a moment.
moment's breath just to take. Okay, so now I got to either talk faster or say less or both. But here's what we just heard. We did hear Bill Haley in the comments doing Rip It Up. That is a Little Richard cover from 1956. All these songs were from 56, 57, 58. Chuck Berry was in 59. Then we heard Carl Perkins doing Your True Love. That was the B-side of Blue Suede. No, that wasn't. It was on Sun Records, though, 56. Then we heard the Kalin Twins doing Forget Me Not. We heard Little Richard doing Miss Anne. That's off his debut LP. Okay, I do have a little time to talk, it turns out. That was the B-side of Jenny Jenny. Chuck Berry did Almost Grown. That's off of the, that's the B-side or double A-side of Little Queenie on Chess Records, produced by the Chess Brothers. Beatles covered that one. Johnny Johnson's piano playing all over that thing. Just incredible. And then we heard the Del Vikings doing Cool Shake. And then we heard Ruth Brown doing a Lieber Stoller song called Lucky Lips. Okay. 56 Atlantic Records. Okay, too much to say, not enough time. That's the nature of my show. Time won't let me. DJ Barrister, and behind me is Fats Domino doing Be My Guest. And here we go with six more fast ones. Well, maybe not speed-wise, but short ones. Jerry Wallace, Barry and the Tamerlanes, Eddie Cochran, Eddie Hodges, El Dorados, lots of E's, and then Miss Tony Fisher. So anyway, here we go. Keep on keeping on. That's what we're doing here. Let me just go ahead and push the button, and we'll go right on to Jerry Wallace doing Primrose Lane.
Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane, just a holiday on Primrose Lane.